Aval Amalek, whereas Amalek, who mizuamas hanochosh mamish, he comes from the impurity of the snake. He is a result of the impurity of the snake. Shenimshach achar hachet, which was drawn towards that sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas. The Eev Shaloi listakim, and therefore he can't have a tikkun. There is no tikkun for Amalek, if that's what you're going to say. Imkein lomot tzivisa lehovias habikurim. If that's the case, why did Hashem give us a mitzvah to bring to the Beis Hamikdash bikurim, the first of our fruits and those things? Ki habikurim mevim mipri hu adoma. Because the bikurim that we bring come from the produce of the earth, lesakein chet odom arishon, and that's one of the major mitzvahs that serves as a correction, as a rectification for the sin of odom arishon shepogam beitz hadas toivara, who was pogam in the eitz hadas. V'habikurim heim chiddush nifla. Rav Nosson Zal says there's something very, very unique about the mitzvah of bikurim, which is kiksiv, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says kichol sor v'chol dvash lo yisak tiru mimenu ish el Hashem, that you're not allowed to bring any type of offering to Hashem that comes from leaven, from soer, that which turns dough into chametz, or from honey. You're not allowed to bring any offering to Hashem from honey. And then the pasuk goes on to say, korban reishis takrivoy sam. However, there's one exception. When you bring the korban of the first, your offering of the first produce, which is the bikurim, there takrivoy sam. You do offer this seor and this dvash. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh points out over there, ma yesh lecho lohavi min asorim min advash? What offering is there that the Jews can bring from Seor and Dvash? The answer is, it's on the holiday of Shavuos. When we bring from the Dvash, Dvash that can also be, Dvash can be from bees, and Dvash can also be from dates. When the Torah praises the land of Israel for its seven special fruits, and the seventh one is Dvash, it's referring to dates, date honey. So the Torah says that bikurim, you do bring bikurim from dates also, from the honey of dates. And the seor, I believe, refers to the shtei alechem, which we bring on Shavuos also, which is the only time we bring chametz, an offering of loaves of bread that are chametz, to the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuos. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki dvash marames al taivoy soilam hazeh. Honey represents all the materialistic and physical desires of this world. Shenidme lemesikus hadvash betchila, which at first appears sweet like honey. It's sugar-coated, it's honey-coated, all the taivas of this world. Viachriso moro kalana. Whereas the pasuk says, but the end is very, very bitter. All of these taivos, if a Jew allows himself to cross lines in overeating, Rachman Aslan, or overindulging in women, going out of the lines that the Torah sets for which women to have contact with and which women not to have contact with, all of these taivos, it starts off sweet like honey, but it ends off tremendous bitterness. The Iker Kol HaTaivos, and the most important one of all of these desires, Heim Taivas HaMishgol, is the desire for illegal relationships with women. Shehu Hora Ra HaKoilel. That's referred to as a composite of all the different types of evil. Kidvash Gematria Isha Kamuva. Because the Arizal tells us that the word Dvash is Bigematria Isha. Veshom Tzrichen Lehizgaber Beyoiser Leshaber HaTaiva. And it's when it comes to a man's relationship with women, that's where a Jew has the most important struggle to break out of the physical desire, the materialistic desire. Lehistakel al hasoif, to look to the future, to look at the end. kiachrisa moro kalano rechmonoslan. Because if a person allows himself to become involved with women for the physical desire, then the end is tremendous bitterness, chas v'shalom. V'alkein, and this will explain a tremendous secret. This is why we find that when Shimshon Hagibor, kishaholach lisa isha mibnois pelishtim, when his eyes sought out a woman from the Philistines, and when he went to marry her, motzo dvash begvias ho'aryeh. The Torah says that he had a battle with a lion, and he tore a lion in half. He tore a lion to pieces, and then when he came back, he saw that in the carcass of that lion, the bees had made a honeycomb. He found honey over there in this carcass of the lion. V'shoal hachido, and he asked the Philistines a riddle. And the riddle was, me'az yotza mosoik. From something very powerful came forth something very sweet. And the riddle, the solution to the riddle was, ma'az me'ari, there's nothing more powerful than a lion, u'ma mosoik midvash, and what's sweeter than honey? Why did this whole incident come up specifically at that time when Shimshon Hagibor was finalizing his relationship with this non-Jewish woman? Because Shimshon Hagibor had a major, major mission at that time to sort out and to make a tikkun for the sweetness of honey, shenimshach mitoykev hagvurois, which comes from the left side, from super, super gvura. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says there, mo'az me'ari, what is more powerful, what is more gvura than a lion? Uma mosoik midvash, and what's sweeter than honey? So the honey comes from the lion, from the gvura, midas hagvura, from the left side. V'shom ikar hamilchama, and that's where a Jew has the most important battle of his life. Lihiyos gibor koivish es yitzroi, to be strong and conquer his yetzer hara, to make sure that his relationship with women is only done according to the Torah and only with pure thoughts, with pure intentions. V'alkein tzivsa ha-Torah sheloi lahakriv dvash al ha-mizbeach, and it's for this reason that the Torah commanded us not to offer honey on the mizbeach, ki hamasikus shel bechinas dvash einoi roi lekorban, because the sweetness of honey is unworthy of being used in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, for holiness. Ki mishom kol ha-taivas rachman al-san, because honey is the root, the source of all desires. That represents this sweetness of the Yetzirah. Shein bechinas zua masanochosh, that's associated with the impurity of the snake. V'alkein korban, and for the v'yafal pikein, and despite the fact that honey represents the taivos of olam hazeh, and it represents the nochosh, the sitrachra, who honeycoats all of his stuff, despite that, korban reishis shubikurim meivin min advash kanal, there is one exception, that the korban, the first offering, which is bikurim, there we do bring honey. Ki bikurim heim tikkun godol kol kach lechet odom arishon, because the mitzvah of bikurim represents so high a level of a tikkun for the pigam of the Eitz Hadas, at sheyicholim lesaken gam mesikas hadvash, to the point where it even has the ability to correct the sweetness in the honey, to turn it around, to make it into a positive thing. Sheshom ikar achizas zua masanochosh kanal. That honey is the main place, the main source of where the sitrachra draws his impurity, his power. How is this? How is Bikurim such an unbelievable tikkun that it's even able to be masaking the honey? Ki bikurim meviin b'shvuas shuzman matn Torah seinu shenikra v'yom ha-bikurim. Bikurim we bring on the holiday of Shavuos, which is the day in which Hashem gave us the Torah. U'b'shas matn Torah posko zua mas hanochosh. What happened on that day? What happened on the day that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people? The Gemara says, Paska zu amosam. It terminated the impurity of the snake. That impurity, that filth that the snake introduced, unleashed into the world from the time of the Eitz Hadas, came to a complete end when the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai. Ki zochu oz le'yira ilo. Because when the Jews stood at Har Sinai, they were zecha to the highest level of yira, of awe and respect and fear of Hashem. Ve'helu kol ha'yirois hanafulois, and the Jews elevated all the wrong types of yira, she'im b'chinas dinim, which represent midas adin, she'mishom achizazu ha'masanochosh, which is where the snake draws his power from. The Jews elevated all of that into the Kedusha. When? On Shavuos. V'alkein oz yecholim levarer u'lehalois u'lesakein gam mesikus hadvash. And it's for this reason that on Shavuos, we have the ability to make a tikkun for something that we can't do all the rest throughout the rest of the year, which is this sweetness of the honey. Shemishom ikar chet Adam Rishon. That was the main source of the main cause of the sin of Adam Rishon, that he drifted off into the honey, into the sitrachra, into the yetzahara. Ikar zua masanochash. That's the main source of the filth of the snake. Sheibachinas amolik, which we said before is tied into amolik. So what do we see from here? We see that even honey, which represents Amolek, which represents the Zuamas HaNochosh, which represents the source of all Taivos, even that, there is a tikkun for it. There's one day a year on Shavuos we bring Bikurim, and that can even serve as a tikkun for that. V'zeh Shemakshe, this is why the angels asked, Im toimar kadinhu, if you're going to say, I'm still right, she'ief shel esakim b'chinas amolik, that we can't correct amolik, shehu ikar zu amas hanochosh nimshach achrachei, because amolik represents the filth of the snake, which was introduced into the world after eating the Eitz Hadas. Im kein, lomot sivi selov itza bikurim. If that's the case, why did Hashem give us the mitzvah of bikurim? Shebozeh onu royim. From the mitzvah of Bikurim, we see shegam ikar achizas zuamas hanochosh yecholan esakein, that the Jewish people have the ability to turn around, to correct even the source of the impurity of the snake, which is honey, at sheyale gam advash lebeis hamikdash, to the point where we can even bring honey into the beis hamikdash. Vim Kane, if that's the case, Gama Molek Hoyolachol Saknoi. There should also be a tikkun for Amolek. Velomot Sivisa Limchoy Zichroi. Why did Hashem command us to wipe out every last trace of Amolek? So Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtza, you see, based on the explanation I just gave you, Shemavoyer HaKesher HaMedrash Heite. We just showed beautifully the whole connection of this medrash. How it starts off with the Eved Ivri. That's one level that we see how far down Hashem is willing to go and still make a tikkun and still be careful that we only let him marry her if he's connected to the... So we see Hashem is even looking out for the Eved Ivri. Then we took it a step further. We see that Hashem even looked out for Behemoth, Chayas and Oifos. That at one point Hashem allowed Adam Arishan to have relations with the Behemoth, Chayas... in order to make a tikkun even for the behemah. So if you want to tell me Amalek's a behemah, we see that there's even a tikkun for the behemahs. And if you're going to want to tell me, but one second, that was only before the Eitz Hadas. But after the Eitz Hadas, there was unleashed into the world this Zuamas HaNochosh, which is what Amalek is really all about. And that represents such a tumah that there's no tikkun. What about Bikurim? We know Bikurim, we know that usually the Torah says, from honey, you can't bring any offering to the Beis Mitosh. Why? Because honey is Zuamas HaNochosh. Honey is the Sitrachra. That's his face. The face of the Sitrachra is honey. You know, he shows himself. And Dvash is Begimat Re'isha, which is the source of all. You know, again, that's the main test of the Jew, to purify himself in that area. If you're going to say that, so what? Even there we see that there's a tikkun. We see that on Shavuos, Matan Torah, there's Bikurim, which serves as a tikkun for that. So how come there's no tikkun for Amalek?